do want to just share that, you know, we are here in Dorseyville. But this coming weekend, there's a national prayer gathering in Washington, D.C. And specifically, I'm going to be praying about many things, but the violence that's in our country and asking for the blood of Jesus to be applied to our country and for his healing, for his deliverance from these things. But I believe it's on Saturday, there's going to be a 1-mile-long communion table along the mall in Washington where the people of God will come together to celebrate the Lord's death, his body and his blood on the cross. And that group is calling people to celebrate communion leading up to that time, even daily if it was possible. But I just want us to see what we are doing and coming to the table is not just what is happening in this room together and what may be joined in online, but wherever Jesus is proclaimed, wherever he is lifted up, wherever he is acknowledged as Savior and Lord, wherever we see his body broken and his blood shed, that there he is and he welcomes us to his table to behold him, to stand in awe and wonder of the one who gave himself for our forgiveness and so that we might forgive others in return. As we come with the big picture and come beholding Jesus. Those who will be serving, I invite you to come. And as you are served this morning, we want to, as we often do, kind of take this in two pieces. One, Lord Jesus, I come to meet with you personally, but also I'm part of a bigger family of what you're doing in the world. And so for the bread, when you are ready and you have spent time with Jesus, I invite you personally to eat in remembrance of him. When we take the cup, we will drink together as a family. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your body, which is given for us. We bless your holy name. And after supper, Jesus took the cup and he gave it to his disciples and he said, "This cup represents the new covenant in my blood." May the Lord bless you as you serve. And please hold the cup and we will partake together. For all of our private sins, of which there are many, and for all of the public ones that everyone sees and can cause division and hurt amongst one another, for all of them, the blood of Jesus speaks a better word. The blood of Jesus is the power of God for the forgiveness of sins. For the worthy Lamb was slain for our forgiveness, for the forgiveness of the world. The blood of Jesus that takes away the sin of the world. As we drink, we declare the power of the blood of Jesus for our lives, for our church, for our nation, and for the world. Let us drink together. Jesus, we thank you for your perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sin. May forgiveness be experienced afresh today. May it be extended one to another afresh as well. And may your healing continue to come to our country, to our church, and to our lives. For your glory, I pray. And all God's people said together, amen and amen.